It's Thursday, the 30th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Bannerman Mining Resources Namibia expects to spend over 6 billion Namibia dollars on the Etango project. The company has already spent over 1 billion Namibia dollars on the uranium project in the Erongo region. Here's Bannerman Resources Namibia General Manager Werner Ewald.
Now, we expect that by the end of 2027, so it takes about 2.5 years then, we will start commissioning the Etango mine. So, and start producing in the first quarter of 2028 the first drums of uranium, U308.
Namibia must fast-track efforts to ensure reliable and clean energy, says the executive director of the SADC Center for Renewable Energy and Energy Efficiency, Kuda Ndlukula.
The biggest challenge that we face, not only in Namibia, but also as a region, is the issue of access. Energy access is still a big challenge for us. The last figures that I heard was we're looking at about 46% without access. Yes, you are making strides which are quite commendable as a country to try to address this, but I believe this needs to be really prioritized. Yes, you have a target of as Namibia of 2030 universal access. Now it has moved to 2040, but I feel 2040 is too far away. Those strides need to be made to ensure that we bring it forward, because energy unlocks, we all know, unlocks a lot of opportunities.
Meanwhile, NamPower senior manager for generation Ben Mingeli explained that while 230 megawatts of renewable energy are connected to the national grid, the country remains heavily dependent on power imports from the SADC regional power pool, a reliance the utility wants to reduce by 2030 as well.
In terms of our energy mix, we get a big portion of our energy from hydro. We commissioned our first utility-scale solar PV plant about 10 years ago, and now we have about 230 megawatts of renewable energy connected to the grid, which is mainly coming from solar and wind. We also have got a significant portion of our generation project that is currently development coming from renewable energy source, which is about 4 megawatt, which is kind of development, and are going to achieve commercial operation within the next 3 years. So even though we have achieved significant progress in terms of our renewable energy generation, we expect to move from the current contribution, which currently is 10%, to achieve our renewable energy goals of 70% by 2030.
Both experts spoke on a podcast hosted by the Ministry of Mines and Energy Executive Director Penda Ithindi. Former South African President Jacob Zuma's daughter, Duduzile Zuma Sabudla, has denied any involvement in inciting the July 2021 unrest. Appearing in the Durban Magistrates Court in KwaZulu-Natal earlier today, she called the state's case baseless. Her legal counsel, Dali Mpofu, told the court the accused intends to plead not guilty.
I am furthermore able to pay an amount of 3,000 rand for bail. This is in keeping with the amount of bail paid by other persons facing the same charges in relation to the same incidents, none of whom are members of the National Assembly until 2029, as I am. The interests of justice require my release from incarceration.
The Democratic Republic of Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi has refused to attend regional peace talks hosted by Kenyan President William Ruto amid ongoing M23 rebel attacks on Goma. Rwanda denies supporting the rebels, who now control much of the city. Meanwhile, UN peacekeepers warn of rising ethnic tension as civilians struggle with food and medical shortages. And at least 30 bodies are reported to have been pulled from the icy waters of Washington's Potomac River after a military helicopter and a passenger jet collided in midair on Wednesday night. Reporting from Washington, Simon Marks.
As day broke over Washington's Reagan National Airport, it became increasingly apparent that the death toll is going to rise substantially. Temperatures overnight were at freezing point, and the 64 passengers and crew aboard the American Airlines flight from Wichita, Kansas, that was coming in to land at the airport in the middle of the city, never stood a chance.
I just saw a fireball and then it was just gone.
Air traffic controllers immediately knew the gravity of the situation.
Fire command, The accident happened in the river. Both the helicopter and the plane crashed in the river. It's east of the approach end of runway 33.
Emergency responders are continuing to work at the scene and the airfield remains closed. Many of the passengers on the jet were figure skaters who had participated in events surrounding the U.S. Figure Skating Championship in Kansas last week.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.